But today I'm going to talk to you on a subject that I wait till the children get out there talking. All right. And on the subject that says, I want you to listen. On a subject that says the danger and the deception of sin. Now listen to me. This message is not to condemn anybody, to pick at anybody. It's just what it says, to bring out the danger and the deception of sin. You need to be knowledgeable of the truth so you don't get in error, you don't get in deception, and you don't live a sinful life and think you're all right. Amen. This is what it is. Jesus said in his commission, y'all in the house, Jesus said in his great commission, he said, all power or authority is given unto me. Go you therefore and make disciples or baptize. Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Notice what he said, teaching them to observe how many? All things. And as a pastor of the fivefold ministry gift, my job is to make sure you're a shepherd and you get taught right. Whether I do the teaching or whether I have a teacher to do it. But my job is to make sure you get taught right. And so sometimes we won't take on condemnation in areas of our lives that it doesn't belong. Now, if you're in sin, you ought to have sense enough to get out. Or if you're in there and you can't get out, you ought to have enough sense to get some help. Enough, you know, when you're here, you ought to say, my God, that ain't right. You know, show me, Lord, what to do and get somebody to help me get out of this because it ain't working. And but see, the deception of sin wants you to think you're all right and you're all wrong. And everybody need to know, I don't care whether you saved or lost, if you practice sin, there's consequences. A sinner is automatic hell bound. That's his destiny. But you, a Christian, if you're going to live, practice sin, there are consequences. You're going to suffer some stuff. You're going to have some hard places and stuff go down in your life that ordinary wouldn't happen. Now, to live right, yeah, you'll be persecuted if you live right and live godly. But to live sinful, crooked, twisted, there are consequences. And we don't need to be deceived in that area. So when people start talking and not being influenced by the Holy Spirit, you need to know how to handle them. You don't engage in that. You just tell them that I don't talk that kind of talk. I don't live that kind of life. Or you may need to rebuke the devil. You know, the Holy Spirit helped you in those areas. But you don't need to go along with sin and think you're going to be all right. It's going to cost you more than you want to pay. Hello? Amen. So don't get all crossway with me today. So I have to holler at the lights all the way through my sermon. Amen. 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 So, like I said, we're going to talk about the danger and the deception of sin. Sin. What is sin? Good question, is it? I think we all know, but let's look at some of the things that we've found and we gathered. Sin, transgression of divine law. Any act regards as such as transgression, especially willful violating what God has said. See us, come on. See, when someone knows better, when someone knows better. Oh, well, you don't know. But sinning is violating what God has said. God, say this with me, God is the only one. That's right. He is the only truth. There is no truth outside of God. He is the only true and living God. He created me and he created you. He made us for his purpose and his glory. And he gave us his will, his plan, and his instruction in the manual called the Bible. I'm going to read it and do it. Amen. So let me finish this up. So I want you to listen real good, because there have been so many things that have hindered the body of Christ because of either ignorance or other things that people engaged in against God, and other things men did for their own selfish gain. They didn't care anything about the people. I was looking over there. I guess a high chaparral. Anybody heard of high chaparral? Okay. This guy was a scalp hunter. I don't normally tell this, but this will make a good point. This guy was a scalp hunter. You know what a scalp hunter is, don't you? An Indian didn't mean a thing to him. It's just like killing a dog or killing another animal. He wanted $100 for the scalp. That was the only thing that concerned him. And see, we understand that we got people among us. They don't care nothing about you. They're a scalp hunter. All they want to do is scalp off you and scheme off you anything and everything they can get there. As far as they care about whether you hurt or whether you have anything or whether you things are good or well with you and you succeed, they don't care a thing in the world about you. And you can't walk through life ignorant of sin, because that's what produced that. That's what produced that kind of person and thinking and action, sin. God had made it real plain, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. If your life and action and conduction is not under that influence, you're on the wrong influence. I don't care how good or how educated, uneducated, or how much they do or don't have. When somebody's under that kind of influence, that ain't what they're leading you to is destruction, because sin will never give you anything good. It seems good. It makes it look good at first, so you can be deceived to think you're getting something. But the purpose of sin is to destroy you, to lead you away from God, so you'll never be what God called you to be. That's the purpose of it. That's Satan's whole purpose. That's his scheme. And when you get deceived and think you, and that's why he play on young people. We're going to talk about this a little bit. You know, when you get stuck on yourself that you're so good looking, you're so beautiful, and you're so handsome, and you all this, well, he got you right where he wants you. You're too full of pride, because you ain't that all that. You may look good, but you ain't all that. Because sin will get you.